or in Psalms, or in the book of Psalms. Somebody said it's the hymn book of the Old Testament, because it's about Him, about Jesus. And it is. It's a hymn book. It's a book of songs. And the book of Psalms we looked at last week, we went to the 23rd Psalm, and just for a little way of educational benefit, it is Psalm 23. It is not Psalms 23. All right? Just so you know, when it's an individual, it's a psalm. The Bible has so much to say to us, and we have a lifetime to discover God through it. The last week, when we looked at Psalm 23, what we saw was the great shepherd. Recall, we looked at how Christ, as it were, is the one who provides for us, who promises us some things, who protects us. That's what that psalm was all about. And when we go back 2 weeks ago, what we saw was we saw Christ in His passion. We were talking about His resurrection, how His passion had brought about, and that's all that stuff we're hearing about in the news, the movie, and all the things that are out there. Christ is being lifted up in certain ways in our world today, and that's a neat thing. So we've seen His passion, we've seen Him in the pasture, and this morning what I want us to do is I want us to see Him as the Prince. Because what we have is the past, and we have the present already. Now we need to look at the future. This morning I want you and me to consider what's coming. Because you see, when Jesus was on this earth in His incarnation, and He was put to death on a cruel cross, and when He was resurrected the third day, a lot of neat things were going on there. God was accomplishing salvation's plan. He was paying our sin debt. He was making it possible where we could be reconciled once and for all to holy God. Even though we, being sinners and weak and unclean many times, the Bible says that He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our shield. That is written by a man's heart. That was written by a warrior's heart. David, he said He's our refuge, He's our strength, He's our shield, He's our rock. David understood the dynamics of warfare physically, but all of His lives translate into the warfare spiritually. We need a refuge to run to when we're frightened or when we're being pursued by thoughts of despair and difficulty and failure. But we have one. We have the Lord Christ. He, as it were, is coming again. People don't believe it. People are beginning to say, as it were, the whole world goes on as it always did. Nothing's going to change. Man's going to get more sophisticated. Man's going to get more acute in all of his way. He's going to have it all around, you know. You spend your lifetime, I spend mine, getting everything in his place. And we think man's going to get it together one day. And we comfort ourselves with somehow believing that somehow, some way, that this world's going to make us totally comfortable. But what we find is we find that the older we get and the longer we live, the more reality there is to the word mortality. Because we're getting older. And we're not getting better, even if mankind puts on a facade that says it is getting better. You and I both know no one's getting out alive. We're all going through death's door. And it's incumbent upon us to prepare for that day. I direct your attention to Psalm 2. Psalm 2. Title of the message this morning, Messiah the Prince. Messiah the Prince. We've seen Him, as I said, in His passion. We've seen Him in the pasture. Now I want us to see Him as the Prince. Would you please stand up for the reading of God's Word? Just follow along. The Bible says, why do men imagine, the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. And against His anointed say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. And the Lord shall have for His rising. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath, and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree, and the Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And God's people said, amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning, more than our minds can possibly get around. But Lord, all that we have to share this morning of anything that is said, Lord, may you just impress upon each heart what you brought them here to receive. Many things may apply, many things may not, but you are the God of the universe, and you said your word will not return void. Speak to our hearts, each as individuals. You know where we are, you know what we're going through. Minister grace, conviction, hope, peace, blessing, and help. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Psalm 2 is a psalm that's very lyrical, as all the psalms are. This one breaks into four stanzas. There are four speakers in this psalm. First we have, of course, God speaking as he considers, actually it's the psalmist, but God's emphasizing something. He's emphasizing what the psalmist is emphasizing is the heathen. He says, why do the heathen rage? He's got a question. He says, why do the heathen rage? You know, he asked why. We ask, how long? Seems like it's been going on and on and on. We live in a day of disinterest in spiritual things. We see, as it were, our people overseas, and we see, wow, things are heating up in Iraq. We wonder why, and yet we don't wonder why. We know why. While we put our children in harm's way, we kick God out of our schools. While we put our children in harm's way, we take the commandments out of public places. Why? While we decide we're going to okay gay marriage. And I'm not here to get on all of the things. I'm just trying to point out something. You don't go out your hands with this. We think, you know, I'm in danger. It's kind of scary. I'm doing something that's scary. Skin or something like that. And you think, if you know you got something going on between you and God, you know, you think, you know, I might get hurt out of here. God could take my leg now. I could get broken leg. You know, we kind of bargain like that. Everything's up to speed. I think all my accounts are current, I hope. Because we don't want any pain. Your child's on the road. Amber's going to be leaving this afternoon to go back to school. 13 hours. I want to be right so that I can expect in some sense that God's going to put a hedge and keep a hedge around her. She wants to be right so she can have a hedge. Traveling mercy. We all want that. We want safety. And yet we do silly things as a nation when our children are in harm's way overseas. And we wonder why is it heating up. Beloved, things are going to get worse, not better, in regard to the things of God. There will be a semblance of peace. It will be a false peace. In fact, the Bible says when they say peace and safety, he says, then will come upon them some destruction. There will be a conjured peace in this world. Do you understand, as it were, what it must be like to be in the positions of power in our world? Think about it. When they got together and they decided they wanted to make a United States of Europe some years ago, it's almost been 2 decades ago, they began to birth this idea and it's already come to pass. They're working it out. They've got the euro. It's in the markets. And when they were getting it all together, the big question was, how are we going to get these people to get along spiritually? Because religious realities are very intense. They go deep into the heart of man. And what happens is wars have been waged over the issues of religion. And so the devil knows this, and he's the one who really conjures it so that what? Religion will get a bad name. Oh, religion is divisive, all religion is the cause of all the wars. And suddenly, religion being a big camp of weird things out there includes the way, the truth, and the life. It's under that umbrella. Now, God's people were never told to take swords, and God's people were never told to go out and make the heathen believe by bloodshed. Never. But man conjures such things and atrocities. Wasn't Jesus? And what happens is man sits down at the bargaining table and they get everybody around them and they go, come here, now we're going to do that. And they come up to that same issue again and again, religion, religion, religion. We got to get out of religion. Verse 1 says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Do you see what he's saying? He's saying that man is conjuring an idea. Man is somehow imagining a vain thing. I want to talk to you this morning on these verses about God's guilty subjects. First of all, I want you to realize that there is a formality in their rebellion. Is a formality. It's actually laid out there for us. It says, why do they need and rage? The concept there is this concept inside of man. They're raging again. And the concept of raging is used often of our ocean, just kind of in a torrent. And he says, you know, man is in a torrent, and all man wants to do is get rid of God. All man wants to do is get rid of this nagging thing called conscience. Not in here. You say, why would people actually think that? They do. Perhaps I've got most of these folks in the room today are my age or they're around and they know those songs of old. They're oldies now. Pink Floyd, you ever heard it? Comfortably Numb? What's he saying? He said, I just want to get rid of God, so I seared my conscience on fire. Come on and go with me. Follow you. Follow.